K-Rock 955. This is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. Time to talk all things GDFL. Winchelsea 10-9-69. Inverley 6-12-48. Coach of the Blues, Brendan Forsman. Good enough to join us again. Foss, always good to talk footy with you. Well done on the win. A tight one, as always, down at Eastern Reserve, but able to pull away late for what was a crucial win for your footy club.
Yeah, sure was, Tom, with where we were positioned on the ladder and other teams around us playing some good footy as well. So, yeah, it was a great result for us yesterday.
Couldn't have worked out better in terms of East Geelong being beaten, a tight one against Bannockburn. No doubt you would have been relieved to see that the Tigers got the result by 5 points and you maintain that six-point buffer.
Yeah, it certainly helps to put a little bit of a gap, you know, in the teams below us. But as we said to the boys this week, the focus for the last 5 weeks for us is you know, destiny's in our own hands. We're in the position where teams have still got to catch us to get into that fifth spot. So, yeah, so that was the most pleasing aspect about yesterday, is that we're not relying on other teams now to lose. We've just got to make sure that we do the right thing and win the games that come up in front of us.
In a low-scoring game, the performance of Will Ford. I know we spoke about him a couple of weeks ago and how his leadership's really improved, and I think you had him in as captain for a couple of games, but 5 goals on a day like yesterday was pretty impressive.
Yeah, he was really strong, Kingy. He sort of played a mix of on-ball and forward yesterday, so, you know, he's good around the footy with his body work and things like that. And then when we released him forward a couple of times, he got good matchups and sort of our delivery into the forward 50 was pretty decent to him as well, so he's able to get on the end of a couple of good kicks. And yeah, like was stated previously, his leadership is fantastic for a 20-year-old kid. And yeah, he certainly stepped up again yesterday when we needed him.
Was that Kyle Brooks' best game since coming across at the start of 2018?
Yeah, look, Brooksy's been terrific for us. He's probably 6'3", you know, athletic. We've played him on a wing most of the year. Yesterday we played him at centre-half forward and he just gave us a contest. Every time the ball came out of a stoppage, you know, he was in the right position. And if he didn't mark it, it came to ground and it just gave our small players opportunities to get to his feet. And yeah, like he's been a bit of a miss to fix it for us. And he's probably leading our tackle count as well, which for somebody of his sort of size and range is a pretty big achievement as well. But as far as having an influence on the game, I thought yesterday he was fantastic.
I'm guessing the ruck battle would have been entertaining between Mark Blake and James Hybens.
Yeah, they threw Jimmy and Jonesy at Blakey yesterday, and Blakey stood up really well, as he has all year. You know, he was pretty sore after the game yesterday. He said there were a couple of big boys, you know, coming at him all day long. But, yeah, and obviously Mark has had an outstanding season for us, and especially early in the year he really got us up and going. And you know, he continues to lead the way through the midfield for us. And you know, when we have that synergy like we did yesterday with him, you know, we obviously get some nice ball out of the middle and around stoppages, because he does win the majority of the hitouts. But yeah, but he was certainly a bit sore after yesterday's game, that's for sure.
One player that slipped in very quietly after the best part of a year out of the game is Jackson Smith, and no doubt yesterday you would have been wrapped with his performance in terms of, I'm guessing he's just finding his feet again after so long without a Sharon in hand. I think his last game was the final round of last year.
Yeah, he missed a lot of footy last year too with a broken wrist. So, and then this year he was travelling overseas and came back. I think this might have been his fourth game back. And certainly his best game so far. He's taken on a real sort of defensive role around stoppages for his first few games. And yesterday he really got into the mix and sort of back to the Jacko Smith that we know and love. And yeah, he was fantastic around the footy all day. And his fitness has never been an issue. He gets to, you know, every contest. And yeah, it was just great to see him, you know, get the footy in his hands yesterday. And he's one of those blokes, so you probably don't realise how much he's doing, because he feeds it out to the runners on the outside. And yeah, that was clearly his best game yesterday for us.
You've beaten Inverleigh twice this year. There's every chance you might run into them again in season 2019, hopefully out at St Albans Reserve. Do you have a psychological edge over them with these two wins, or will it mean nothing come September if you do get to play them?
I don't think so much a psychological edge. I think the most pleasing point about the win yesterday for us was there was a real physical element to the game, and And that's where we probably haven't stood up well enough in the last month. But yesterday I thought we more than matched them in that area of the game. So, yeah, as far as an advantage goes, you know, later in the season, I think once the final starts, you know, you're back to 0-0 on the scoreboard and away you go. But, yeah, obviously it's just more the timing of the win and the opposition we're up against yesterday was the most important thing.
Foss, we really appreciate your time. Well done on the victory. Two wins over the Hawks in season 2019. No mean feat, and gets you 6 points clear inside the top five with four rounds to play. Well done, and appreciate your time.
Anytime, King. Cheers, mate.